USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
10 people are dead and at least 3 others are wounded after a shooting at a Buffalo supermarket Saturday. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland saying the attack was a hate crime and an act of racially motivated violent extremism, as 11 of those victims were black. President Biden is visiting the city today, and Mayor Byron Brown says he's honored and appreciative that the president is making the trip.
The fact that the president is coming here shows how seriously he takes the issue of availability of guns, mass shootings, hate speech, and the things that we are dealing with out of this tragedy.
The primary season continues on Tuesday with voters heading to the polls in Pennsylvania. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Coca-Cola. Calling all race fans and lovers of flame grilling. Fuel your cravings with Coca-Cola Racing and Burger King. Sign up for the Burger King Royal Perks Loyalty Program and play the Thirst for Speed game on the BK app to win daily prizes. Experience Coca-Cola Racing at your fingertips when you select your favorite driver, a member of the Coca-Cola Racing family, and race against the clock for a chance to win instant prizes like a Coke Zero Sugar or Royal Perks points redeemable for free food. Plus, earn a chance to win the grand prize, a VIP race experience for two or $10,000. Will you grab the checkered flag? Play today on the Burger King app and win. Now through May 27th, 2022, in participating U.S. Burger King restaurants. No purchase necessary. Available for legal residents of the 48 contiguous states in the United States. For full rules, eligibility, and more information, please visit bk.com/CokeThirstForSpeed.
The United States reached a grim milestone of 1 million coronavirus deaths, according to data compiled by the CDC. And with COVID cases on the rise once again, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the situation is a tricky one, but reemphasized the importance of getting vaccinated.
The thing that we have to remember, and we keep saying from here, is that people have to get vaccinated, they have to get boosted. That is the way to really start moving forward from COVID, and that's been the president's focus in putting together a comprehensive strategy to make sure that that is happening.
The 7-day average of COVID deaths is 296. A federal judge is expected to rule sometime this week whether the Title 42 border restrictions will remain in place. The pandemic-era policy makes it easier to keep illegal immigrants from claiming asylum in the United States. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is moving the weekend curfew for unaccompanied minors to 10 p.m. And as of this weekend, minors must be with an adult at Millennium Park after 6 p.m. She says it gives her no joy to implement the new rules.
But having exhausted every other opportunity, every other tool and remedy, we've got to go to this next step.
Her order comes after a 16-year-old was shot and killed near the Bean Sculpture. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has signed a bill to prevent protests like those staged by abortion rights proponents in front of the homes of the conservative justices of the U.S. Supreme Court. It will be a second-degree misdemeanor that takes effect in October. Violators could face 60 days in jail and up to a $500 fine, but a protester can only be arrested after ignoring orders from law enforcement to disperse. The Federal Election Commission will not take any action against former President Donald Trump after it deadlocked on whether his campaign broke the law during the 2020 election. The Campaign Legal Center filed a complaint against Trump, accusing his campaign of laundering hundreds of millions in spending from mandatory public disclosure by routing payments through companies tied to his former campaign manager, Brad Parscale. The practice has long been considered against the law, but the FEC, which is evenly divided between Democrats and Republicans, have often deadlocked on the issue. You can listen to us anywhere online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.